Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:50, up 5 3/4 on the open March. 8:62, up 12 1/2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:52, up 6 1/2 on the open March. 8:66, up 7 1/2. May, 8:10, up 10. July, 6:65, up 4 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:48, up 5 1/2 on the open. March, 3:63, up 3 1/2. May, 3:74 1/2, up 5 1/4. July, 3:84, up 5 1/2. September, 3:89, up 4. December, 3:97 1/2, up 4 1/2. March of 2009, 4:05, up 2 on the open. November soybeans open at 9:68, up 17 3/4 on the open. January, 9:81, up 12 1/4. March, 9:95, up 14 1/2. May, $10, up 15 1/2. July, 10:05, up 13 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 268.50, up 5.30 on the open. December, 275.50, up 6.40. October soybean oil opened at 38.90, up 45 on the open. December, 39.50, up 51. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 94.10, up 20 on the open. December, 96.70, up 20. February, 98.35, up 10. April, 98.70, up 15 on the open. October feeders open at 113.10, down 15 on the open. November, 113.15, down 10. January, 113.20, down 27 1/2. March, 112.25, down 32 1/2 on the open. October lean hogs open at 57.50, up 2 1/2 on the open. December, 60.10, up 37 1/2. February, 66.50, up 25. April, 69.20, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.10, up 37 1/2 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing and Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I am doing well, as is the soybean market this week. How do you explain this rally into the report?
Well, it was a couple of things. We understand there is this rumor in the grain trade of an acreage reduction in soybeans, and it was probably due to some of the double crop acreage that's being abandoned and not harvested. I'd give that about a D rating. I don't think it's 2 million acres. If it's a half a million acres, I think it'll be a lot. My other opinion is that I think the bean yield average could be as high as 43 to 43.5 bushels on the next report. The other factor is that there is a satellite imagery group that's out touting a reduction on corn and soybean yields because of some satellite information. I'd also give that a very, very low rating. The general feeling is that I get is when I spend time on the phone talking to major people in the industry, we get the feeling that it's a better crop than the last USDA report. FC Stone and Forma all agree with that. We also pick up the American farmer is extremely bullish, corn and soybeans, and there's not many beans moving. Transportation costs are very expensive. The soybean processors aren't pushing their bids very much. All said and done, I think it was a computer-led rally, and a lot of computers are buying. I think the fund people needed this market to rally before the report.
I wondered if meal played into it at all.
Well, I think that, I haven't noticed any major export news in that regard, but as far as outside markets, we do think the Chinese have good interest in buying soybeans and needing soybeans for processing. The world livestock numbers seem to be fairly good. as far as and there are more hogs here in the U.S. market, but as far as any major factor other than following the U.S. Yield per acre and a smaller production number, those were the two key factors that I thought played into the market.
So is the soybean market then still in its downtrend? And if it is, what price does it need to cross to move to an uptrend?
Well, the soybean market is in an uptrend right now at the present time. My previous advice of being sold out at, you know, above the 10.10 to 10.20 level, basis of January, I'm still of that opinion. As far as replacing cash inventory, I'd wait for at least one or two more reports before I make that decision to replace inventory.
At what price on Friday's, at what carryout on Friday's USDA report would you think that soybeans would explode to the upside?
My hunch is that if the bean number is below 41, I think it'll be a very positive report.
Carry out below 200 million bushels?
Yes, but I don't sense that with the numbers that with a 43 bushel production estimate, I don't think it'll be under 200.
Turn your attention then to the corn market. Is it just following the soybeans higher?
Yeah, there's a group of people that, the commodity funds want to be long corn. And, I still feel that we are very close to somewhere in this 158 to 160 bushel per acre. I think the carryover is going to be very large. Some people feel that the USDA won't lower the ethanol usage that much, maybe 100 million or so. They might even improve some of the feed usage because of the early harvest. But I think the fact remains is that the distillers' dried grains is having an impact on feed usage in the United States. We also think that the transportation costs are a limiting factor on export sales. And we do think that there's a big explosion as far as planting wheat in the United States. So, the other factor that I noticed when I was out in the country yesterday, that with these higher yields and this triple stack corn, the general feeling is that there'll be some change over to soybeans, but not as dramatic as people might think, because this new technology is a real yield plus, and of course corn is extremely popular in some areas, even with higher priced fertilizer and input.
Put on your speculator hat for me for a moment, and let's look at a couple of things. July corn now trading at 382. July wheat is trading at 657. Do you like ideas of spreading here and buying the corn and selling the wheat?
I'm of the opinion I think new crop wheat is high enough. I'd rather not tackle those spreads at this time. Historically, that should be a good trade. However, I think that with, as bearish as the bigger acreage could be and the high price of wheat, I also think that it could even be a possibility we'll see lower prices in both. So the best spread is to maybe be short both commodities and instead of trying to play the spread.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in the north, cloudy with scattered sprinkles developing. In central sections, a mix of clouds and sunshine. In the south, mostly sunny with highs from 50 to 72. Tonight in the north and in central Indiana, cloudy with scattered showers. In central and southeastern Illinois and in southern Indiana, mostly cloudy in southwestern Illinois. Partly cloudy, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow in western Illinois, partly to mostly sunny in eastern Illinois and across Indiana, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers in Indiana, and highs ranging from 55 degrees in the north to 63 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.